I sighted the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track, barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Garino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass. Even!
Oh, yes. If you've walked 10 miles today, you're in the right place because you found Motormouth Radio, Long Island's only automotive talk show with your host, Ray Guarino, co-host Wingman at the con, Joe D.
The other guy.
And, of course, with the fabulous Thunderbirds, we got the T-Bird guys today. Dennis Benfante and Elliot Wiener in the studio with us. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in.
Shalom. Shalom. Happy to be here.
I just gave you a quick intro. Introduce yourselves. Elliot, you are?
I am the president of the Long Island Thunderbird Club. Have been since 2002.
Excellent. And Dennis?
And I used to be president. Now I'm vice president of Thunderbird Owners of New York.
Or better known as?
Tony.
Is that a great name for a club or what?
Well, for us, yeah.
Especially when Where's your last... Chris when you need him?
Right.
Especially when your last name is Lipschitz.
Yeah. Chris is up. He's in Connecticut. He's above us, and he may be listening today.
So we you hope never so,
know.
Yes.
Hope so.
Maybe he'll grace us with a phone call, a hello, and an update on his car that we were...
Oh, yes, the convertible there. Yep.
That we were speaking about. Okay. So, fellas, you know, you every year, I think it's around January, I get an email saying, hey, we want to book a date. You know, for a studio, and it's like in July, and I was like, "Gee, you know." But now I've come to realize, like, it's Elliot, and he's so far ahead because he's just, you know, you're a great organizer of things like that. And now I look forward to it. I'm like, "Where's that first email? When's Elliot's email coming?" It's okay, great. Now I know I got to all the way into the summer to wait for this show, and let me put it in a book now. And now I turned around, and here we are. It's like going to be July tomorrow. Next. And I said, "Where'd all that time go?"
It goes flying. It goes flying, doesn't it?
Yes. But it's always good to see you guys. We look forward to it.
Absolutely,
that.
No, yes.
We have a ball here. We were just talking about the first time we were here. We had the hummers because we didn't know mics were going to turn on a virus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. Now, that was, I don't know, I could probably.
That was before my time, actually.
I could look back and see. I don't know what year it was, necessarily.
7, 8 years
I'd
ago?
I'd say it's 8 or 9 years, really. Because we're doing, this is the 14th year for the show.
Right.
We met you guys when the community allowed you to come to.
Right.
Yes. Now you're disallowed.
Right. But, the President's Council meeting.
So
yeah.
You made a statement that they're looking for people to come on your show. And
right.
I captured you right away.
And some people like you have took advantage of that. And through the years, I've told people when that subject comes up, I said, hey, you know what? We've made some great associations with car clubs over the years, you guys being two of them. I said, those are the guys that we're going to keep the association with. And the rest of them, you know, take a hike. I goes in. Get the hell out of here. Take a walk. You know,
no, it's really sad because
AMF.
Yeah, because the council on Long Island, they, you know, there was. Am I allowed to say pissing and moaning?
Yes.
Okay. Mm. And they disallowed you guys and Sandy Kane. You know, if you remember.
Right.
And yeah. This show is gone, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you know why?
I guess that it maybe just ran out of gas.
Okay, because that was a big thing. He did prostate cancer screening at the show.
Yeah.
And I know that, you know, when I did my show in the Fireman's Field on Father's Day, one of the guys I did the show with, Fred, knew Sandy. And Sandy said, look, son, I want to do a show, but I don't know anything about doing a car show. Can you show me how to run a show? So Sandy came down one year, and there were three of us that did the show, three old cranks. And he sat with each of us for a portion of the day, and we showed him what we knew. And then he took it back, and the next year he started cruising for a cure.
This would have been in his 14th year.
Yeah. Right.
But what we gained it, what he did, he contacted me, and he gave us a bunch of stuff that he used, cones, right? What
about okay.
So yeah, it's not a Jewish holiday.
My garage looks like a Jewish holiday. It's full of cones.
Really?
Yeah, he gave us tape and more duct tape than you've ever seen in your lifetime.
Oh, boy.
You know.
Okay.
Let's hear it for duct tape.
Well, that's good. That's good.
The universal repair tool.
Yeah.
That and WD-40.
WD-40, one that's or right. the other. That's all you need.
Okay. That's the thing. You know, I know for doing a show, if you don't have manpower, like you guys have clubs, so you have manpower. There you go. I can see Dennis. Yeah.
Somewhat
I got
thin.
A haircut for you.
Yes. You got your head back because I was... Yeah, if you don't have manpower to help with that show, you're absolutely, you're screwed. You have to have some. And Sandy, being independent, had to rely on other clubs to help him do parking and judging and things like that.
Oh, he had plenty of volunteers.
Yeah, because he was so big.
Yes.
Yeah, just an update. Last year's show for us was our biggest ever. We had 175 cars paid.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we did.
That's excellent.
And we gave a lot of money to the charity, which is Building Homes for Heroes.
Okay.
What we do, we decided years ago that after expenses, we just give them what's left over.
Nice.
And we've given them, since 2012, close to $15,000.
That's nice and easy.
Yeah,
that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, if you want to get in on this and talk about Fords and T-Birds with the guys, call us at 516-572-7440. And also, if you want to follow Joe and I, see what the heck we do, we're on MotorMouthRadio.com, our website, Motormouth Radio on Facebook and Twitter and on Instagram.
_MotorMouthRadio.
On Twitter. And we've been
_.
You've been, it's in a strange twist, Joe, you've been actually a little more active than I've been lately.
Right.
I've been tired. I've been doing a lot of stuff. So I have a few things stored up that I'm going to post. Do you guys use social media at all for your clubs or for your interests?
My club's on Facebook, and we have our own website.
See, now
we have our own website through Hemmings.
And, of course, that's if you were, like us, that's a Faccia Bruta book. We use that one. That's the Italian version, Elliot. I know.
No, it is.
There's meatballs, yes.
That's the Bible.
Right. Yeah. No. We threw some conditions in there, too, because we love those. But,
I know.
Yeah. It's all good stuff.
It all comes back to food.
Yeah, well, it sure does. Food, cars, right. But
hell yeah.
Yeah, at this point in the game, you guys, I'm sure, don't need to advertise your show as much as you used to because, like you said, you had
the
biggest years, which is great. It's kind of nice.
I actually, we made up like 500 flyers. I think I still got about 100 or 200 left.
Okay.
When I go to shows, other than to hand out flyers, I stopped doing that because between both clubs, we probably get maybe 60, 70 T-Birds, maybe more.
Uh-huh.
Shelby Mustang Club of Long Island,
right?
A big supporter of us. Last year, almost 50 cars from them.
Wow.
They invite me to their meetings this year. They invited me to their meetings last year. And this year, I even bought them a gift to raffle off after the 50-50.
Really?
And I said, be aware of Jews bearing gifts.
Yes. I know you got to watch for that, right?
Yeah, I know.
We also gave them their own category for Best in Show.
Yes, we did.
That's nice.
I started that last year, which gets you not only a plaque, but gets you a jacket.
Wow.
So we give two Best in Shows.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
Hollywood. We demand.
That's great.
No, because we appreciate what they do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have their show in October 6th.
Okay, nice time of year.
Yeah, and they want to...
Unlike you guys, we can fry eggs on the on the sidewalk.
They want to have a Thunderbird class.
Okay.
So we're going to try to promote them.
Sure. Where do they do their show?
They have three shows this year. They have Levittown is in July. South Hold was just in June, and their last show is sponsored by Riverhead Ford.
Oh, wow.
But they happen at Eastwind on Sound Avenue. You know what Eastwind is?
I know Sound Avenue. I think I know I've been by Eastwind, yeah.
When you take, when it forks off, is everybody watching how I'm using my hands?
When they
fork off Eastwind, I believe.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's making an expansive gesture.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Fork in the road, take it.
Right.
Is this like a 2,000-year-old man?
Yeah. Is that where is that in the area where you might see bulls wandering around behind
it's
a pen?
It's farmland.
You pass a buffalo ranch.
Buffalo. Yeah. So, okay, good. Yes, okay.
Yes. Yeah, but and also, too, what we've done from this year, we added 4 more classes for them.
Wow.
Yeah,
4?
So. 4 more.
What classes would that be?
I didn't bring my sheet.
Okay, all right. I thought you might have not.
I haven't adhered to memory yet.
So. Okay, got it. Got okay. it. Fair enough.
No.
And they're having their show on October 6th, and on October 5th, my Knights of Columbus Council is going to have a show in East Patchogue at St. Joseph the Worker Church.
Okay.
In their parking lot.
Beautiful.
And it's for charity, you know, so we'll have first, second, and third place. And that's it. You know, that's it.
Okay.
We're hoping to, with advertising and everything, hoping to get a big turnout. Both clubs are supporting it, so we'll get a lot of Thunderbirds, so hopefully we'll get more.
Yeah, you know, sometimes if you pare down a show and do it a little smaller like that, it's easier to do. It becomes more enjoyable. You get to actually see part of the show instead of working your
tail
off.
And you don't have
off.
To clean your car 24/7.
Exactly, exactly.
So I know if I told you, I was at Ford Nationals this year.
Oh, really? Where was that held?
Ooh. Carlisle, PA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know, Big Bird, you know, never passed the gas station, didn't like.
That's right.
Okay. And following weekend, which is the second Saturday in June, is a Thunderbird show every year in Pompton Plains, New Jersey.
Okay.
So I went to that one, too. So I put about maybe 750 miles on that beast.
Nice.
2 weeks.
So. It's a small loan for the fuel, you know.
It is. I have to leave a chattel.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
No, that's all right, because you enjoy the car. It's comfortable as heck, right?
Yeah, well when people come, when people approach me and they ask me questions about the car, I tell them two things. A, it never passed a gas station didn't like, and B, my door weighs more than your car.
Yeah, yeah. It's like the
Taylor. Sure,
I say when I drive my Pontiac, you know, every time I start it, 2 Priuses seize. You know, they just go, die.
Let's face it, you know, we got to keep that other stuff alive. I mean, you know, the future is going to be things like hybrids and electric cars and stuff like that. But you know what? It's still fun to drive the other stuff.
I drive a hybrid. I drive my car. My car burns gas and rubber. So I feel I can. I think that. That you know is what fits in this. I don't know, but
no. Listen, I've had my car since 2002, and I showed you the picture of the intake.
Yeah, beautiful work.
Last Wednesday, the guy that did my intake, my power steering box has been leaking small amounts over the years.
Most of them do.
So I showed
most
up.
Most of us do.
Yeah,
true.
Took it apart, took it off, put the seals in, painted it, and the pulley. And put it back on.
Beautiful.
Took on like
the pump. He did the pump.
Yeah, he did the pump.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm thinking the box. I thought it was the steering box. But yeah, the pumps are problematic too. I'll probably jinx myself by saying I used one when I was rebuilding a car.
Don't say it. Don't say it.
Maybe I won't use the name. I won't use the name of the company because I'm going to rant about them at another later date. But I bought a remanufactured from a major aftermarket company. And said, great. It was like $50. Put it in the car. Bled it. Filed the procedure. And everything was fine. But I still had some inconsistency. There was a lot of foaming of the fluid. And when I put the cap on, there's a little weep hole. The fluid was shooting out over the fender of my car when I would turn the wheel. So I said, it's a bad pump. Yeah. So I took it off, and I took the one that I had removed from the car that at that point was 50 years old, painted it, put it back on, swapped the pulley again, put it back on, and that's what's on the car today, a 55-year-old pump that's never been rebuilt. And
I said, cool, you know what? That, right?
When that needs to, if that needs to be done, I'll rebuild that one.
Yep.
Yeah, but
you know, and control it. But
as Dennis and I talk, you know, when certain people approach you and they go, why would I want to join a club?
And good question.
It is really, except for the knowledge, which you get from joining a club, and rather than going to Ernie on the corner who's going to charge you retail, you get a lot of people within the club that will help you.
And we know we never want to pay retail.
Yes.
And we don't pay wholesale, but do we pay below cost?
Right.
Okay. There you go.
Right.
Yeah, we just had an experience with my car. I had to change the
needle valve.
The needle valves on the carburetor.
Okay.
And one of the guys in my club came over and he put the new needle valves in, adjusted them, and everything was running fine. And, you know, thank you. You're welcome.
And that's in the Motormouth Radio world. You don't need a club. You just need to know Joe. Because we all text, call, send smoke signals like, hey, Joe. He's like, what now? Like, all right. Like, this is a good one. You're going to love it. And like, oh, God. But no, we have our own brain trust here.
Yeah. And it's fun. You never know. That's why I usually have the Bluetooth in my ear. I'm constantly on it. You know what I mean?
Joe has a way of wrapping up those problems, which we're going to do right now. We're going to take our first break here on Motor Mouth Radio
nice
and come back.
Bow.
Right. We'll come back with Dennis and Elliot. You got Ray and Joe, and we'll be back in a second. Keep it where you got it on 90.3 WHPC.
WHPC wants to let you know that Nassau Community College, along with the New York Blood Center and Long Island Blood Services, will be sponsoring the 25th annual Midsummer Blood Drive on Thursday, July 18th from 9:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the multi-purpose room of the College Center building. With many donors on vacation and blood shortages anticipated throughout the region, this is a critical period to make an effort to participate in the drive. Blood donors must be 17 years old or older and in good health. More information is available online at ncc.edu.
This show is brought to you by On the Road Again Motorcycle School. Hi, I'm Steve Bertolini, the president of On the Road Again Motorcycle School, and I'd like to tell you that life is short, so live a little by learning how to ride a motorcycle. Classes are available from beginner riders to advanced, including private lessons. Lessons are offered on the campuses of Nassau Community College and Suffolk Community College, also offering the license waiver class, where you can skip the DMV. More information about On the Road Again Motorcycle School can be found by calling 631-862-RIDE. That's 631-862-RIDE. Or online at lrn2ride.com.
Hi, I'm Rob Leonard, host of Beatles Songs for the past 24 years right here on WHPC. Beatles Songs airs every Friday from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., playing the music of the Beatles together, apart, along with Beatle cover songs and songs the Beatles covered, along with songs a Beatle either guested on and or produced. And of course, we provide Beatle news. It's not the same show where they play the same 10 songs. So join me every Friday for Beatle Songs, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. on 90.3 WHPC, the voice of Nassau Community College, streaming at ncc.edu/WHPC.
There goes Joe wrapping it up, just as usual.
Well, of course, I have the backup of the fabulous Thunderbird guys here
Absolutely.
Today. And they are truly
Jimmy
fabulous.
Vaughn, how do you not like that? So we're back. Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D. We're in with the T-Bird guys, Elliot and Dennis. Why am I have to be a little slower. I'm having trouble with my enunciation today, but that's...
I thought you were kind of channeling some scene from E.T.
Yeah, right. that's more like it, right?
Yeah.
But, actually, Al wanted to know where that show was, the KOC show. And it's not at a chicken place. It's actually in Patchogue.
East Patchogue. 510 Narragansett Avenue, St. Joseph the Worker Church, and it's in the parking lot, which is gigantic.
Excellent. And Al, if you're listening, of course you're listening because you just asked about that. I told Dennis that you just may show up to the show. So if you show up, look for Dennis, say hello, and share some stories.
Always bring money.
Always bring money.
We'll have food. We'll have ice cream. We'll have porta potties, 50-50. You know, the whole nine yards.
Right. Good. Now, that's the stuff you have to do. Yeah, it's
the amenities.
How big of a lot do they have there?
Could probably hold 200 cars.
Really? Wow,
oh, yeah,
that's
gigantic,
very good.
Yeah.
Very cool. That's good. That's, because you always want to have a little extra because you never know. You just don't know.
No.
You know? So
go
you don't want to be caught. Yeah, I used to go to a cruise night, one of the smaller ones in a town, and they did it on the street. So they parked the cars like a Chevron pattern up down the street. And it got to be, in the beginning, I guess it was nice and quaint, but it got popular enough where they couldn't park the cars, and they had to go move into a parking lot, which kind of took away a little of the, because you can walk down and look at the stores, you know, but it made sense. You know, you got to go by with what works.
Kings Park started that last year, the day after our show,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing it again this year. They're closing off Main Street between Indian Head Road and Pulaski.
Okay.
And I want like 20 cars, and it's going to last, you know, 2-3 hours. It okay. wasn't bad.
That's not bad if you do it just for a few hours.
Yeah, the only thing is you're afraid to leave your vehicle. Mm-hmm. For fear of a lot of things, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, like the cruise closes and everybody leaves, and then you were over getting ice cream, talking to somebody. You come back, you got the only car sitting vertical and perpendicular to the curb. Ah!
Awkward.
And your car, Elliot, can touch the other curb almost. So
we still have the picture of you and Ray standing in the lot with no cars.
That's right. Sayasa.
That's right. There's a great cruise night in Yaphank at the Yaphank Firehouse on Monday nights.
Right. That's exactly what happened, Joe. I don't know if you remember the picture. Chris, it was Chris and I. I'm Ray. You guys wrapped the show up, and we went over to the Wendy's that was next door, and we had to do a little bit of stuff. And we wanted to, had to get something like out of the sun. And we came out, and there was like nothing.
Desolation.
You guys, it was like the UFO, a ship came and just everything was gone. And this was a big lot in front of the dealership. So we said, oh, we got to take a picture.
You know, it's really
classic.
Ford Lincoln of Huntington was our sponsor up until last year.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Weiss, good guy, you know, he sold the dealership. And I think to Stolupi, I believe.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, not surprising.
Yeah, okay. And then Steve Seibin is in Dennis's club.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. Can we do that, too?
Yes, okay. You can do that.
Yeah, he stepped right up to the plate and said that he would sponsor us.
Okay.
And he did. You know?
Excellent.
And he's done this year, too.
And it makes sense, in my eyes, for a dealership that sells that brand car to sponsor a show by a club that sells, even though they're not the new cars, that's okay. You're going to get people into those dealerships, and
you know what it is? Because the Thunderbird is out of production.
Right.
If
right.
we were in production, there'd be people banging on our doors all the time to help us.
You know, right.
Because look at the Mustang guys. I mean, they got 3-4 dealerships that they're doing shows at. And I guarantee them there would be other ones knocking at the doors. Mm-hmm. I'm just guessing.
The same thing with the Camaros and the Corvettes. Yeah, there's plenty of dealerships around that they can. You know, in the Pontiac days, we used to do that too. We had a couple Pontiac dealerships that used to have us, the GTO Club, in to do shows. And it makes sense. It's a no-brainer. But I think even in this case, where the Thunderbird isn't being produced, it's still a Ford product. And people have brand loyalty, you know. So the people who come to look may have new
it's
Ford.
Heritage, yeah. And besides that, you got other Ford products there, i.e. the Mustang.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Plus, we it's actually an old Ford show. When you look at our show, we do get, other than the T-Birds and the Mustangs, we get a load of other Ford vehicles.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah,
Mercurys and, you know. Yeah. Lincoln's,
Cortinas.
We had a guy last year dressed up as Santa Claus. He came.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And one, not last year. No,
what was he driving?
2 years ago, a guy came with a '59 Cadillac.
Let's see if Santa Claus is on the phone. We'll go to the phones and say hi. You're all the Motor Mouths.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. It's Tom from Massapequa.
Hey, Tom. What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, I don't know much about the history of the Thunderbirds. Could the guys talk about a little bit about the history so I could get a better feeling for it?
Yeah, that was something we wanted to do, is go through the Thunderbird lore, as it were. Yeah, and there's a lot of it.
Absolutely, Tom. That's a great, thank you for that. We'll do that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. And then one other question. My son has a Lincoln LS, which I understand rides on the same chassis and power, whatever you call that, the underpinnings.
There's a lot on the last Thunderbird, the latest model Thunderbird has a lot of Lincoln LS in it, which also has a lot of Jag in it. Yeah, so
yes. Mm-hmm. Engine.
Definitely. If there's anything you could elaborate on that, I'd love to hear it. But I always enjoy your show. You guys are energetic, and I appreciate your energy. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Bye.
Okay. The 55 Thunderbird came out in competition with the Corvette, really. But it was marketed as a personal luxury vehicle. And it was, at a specific market. And the problem, it had its few first model year problems and everything.
Teething
but
pains.
But the basic problem with the 55 now was that, first of all, it was 6-volt. And secondly, the spare tire was in the trunk. And it took up so much space that there was hardly any trunk space for the hippies, not hippies, the yuppies of 55.
Yuppies, they couldn't, that's different people.
Right.
Yeah.
They couldn't fit their golf clubs in, so they complained.
No bodies in the trunk.
Right. So they complained, and in 56,
well, they make Lincolns.
They put the Continental kit on, so now the trunk was open, but it threw off the balance of the car. They had to rework the front end. So in 57, they made the trunk bigger. They made the whole car bigger. And then in 58 is when they first went to the four-seater. And believe it or not, the 58 Thunderbird outsold the first 3 years of Thunderbirds.
No kidding.
And then it went into, what they call them, square birds, then
bullet birds,
then flare birds, then luxury birds. And then the land yachts like Elliot has, and I'll let him continue.
Well, you know, there was one famous Thunderbird that I came across in, I think, a Hemmings magazine years ago called the Battlebird.
Yes.
It was a race car.
Yeah.
Really
yes.
cool. I think it was built on like a 58 or something.
No,
like
it was a smaller was bird, I
there
believe.
Was a, yeah,
really?
It was one, yeah.
I think it was a 50, okay.
Yeah.
Stand corrected. It's been years since I saw it, but I remember really being interested. Wow, I never heard of this thing. It was really pretty cool. And I think someone did it on a TV show. It might have been Dennis Gage or Leno. Oh, one of them.
Yeah, it could have been at a show. The production started in 1955 and ended. The first pass was 1997. Then in 2002 to 2005, it started again, and it was called Retro Birds. Okay. And those cars still command a few bucks. You get anniversary edition, which is an 05 with low mileage. You're probably still getting $30,000 for this car.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow, yeah,
they're bringing some good money. As a matter of fact, I've seen a couple of them that had electrical problems because of water intrusion and stuff like that. And they were like, the shop was like, well, I don't know, I understand why this guy doesn't just burn this thing or trash it or whatever. And he's like, no, the owner's really attached to it. And yeah, no, seriously, it's a piece of history in a way. Yeah.
Well, the 02s had, I think, 260 horse. 03, 4, and 5 was like 280 horse. But then they came out with some interesting models, 007 model, which I think was 03 or 04, with more horsepower.
Okay.
And they came out with different colors. In 02, it was yellow and teal. And then in 03, they were gone.
Right.
You know? So.
And the difference, like, from the little birds to Elliot's, say, Elliot's car, you sit in, you think you're in your living room.
Yeah.
In my 57, I drive from Patchogue to Bethpage State Park.
You think you're in the closet.
Yeah, I need a chiropractor when I get out of the car. Mm-hmm. So
drive my Fiat for a day, we'll see.
Definitely a difference in the ride.
The cool thing that I liked about those late model, the last birds, was they were like they emulated the early ones like yours.
Yes.
They kind of went back to that styling, which was so retro chic, but they rounded off the car. It was very, very nice. And I think that's why a lot of people bought them, truthfully.
Yeah, because they, you know, that. Let's face it, that 50s style definitely carried a lot of weight. You know what I mean? Even to this day, a lot of cars, you know, Mustangs have a certain amount of retro to them.
Yes.
Camaros, you know, there's
absolutely.
Well, I think Ford screwed this up with the T-Bird because the dealers were really getting hungry. Use the word hungry rather than a
because
they were getting like 10 over and more.
Right, right.
You know,
yeah. Every mark has done, every dealership, you know, every brand has done that with a different car through history. So
well, T-Bird's like what they call a halo car. In other words, it's like people come in to see that car, they see the advertisement, they see the appearances of it, and while they're by the dealership, maybe it's time for a Taurus or a Fusion or
whatever. I'll tell you, we're going to take another break. We'll pick up on this after the break, but when I bought my Impala, my SS, and I bought the first one in 95, same thing. They had like, it was 10 or 15% over list just to have that car.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, first part of me said, hey, you know, hey, get the hell out of here. I ain't gonna. And then the other part of me said, you know what? I don't care. I got to have that car. So I bought it. So we'll take a break. We'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio. Maybe we'll have a surprise caller on the line when we get back. And we'll talk more with Dennis and Elliot from their respective T-Bird clubs on 90.3 WHPC.
Saturday Night Fever, Polyester Suits, The Brady Bunch, Bell Bottom Jeans, and the music of the 70s.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Join me, Ron Stevens, on the radio, Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. for 2 hours of the decade of Elton John, the Eagles, and disco. The Super 70s, the 70s at 7, Saturday mornings on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Coming up at 12 o'clock today, Sunday, Motor Mouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, talking about cars. And like I said, you don't have to know anything about cars to enjoy the show. People watch cooking shows, don't know how to cook. People watch those home repair shows, they don't know how to fix anything. So Motor Mouth Radio is the same thing. Think about it that way.
All right, Joe is blowing out harp today. He's not duck walking as usual.
Now I'm a little dizzy.
Well,
that's all right. I'll snap out of it in a minute. Where's that oxygen tank?
We're back on Motor Mouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D, Elliot and Dennis with us. Give us a call, 516-572-7440. Get in on the fun. And
we're talking and Thunderbird lore right now.
You can talk T-Birds, absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, they made their mark on society, I guess.
Right.
There were a lot of TV shows, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Vegas.
Dan Tanner. Rotating floorboard thingy. That thing was awesome.
Yeah.
American Graffiti, the Blonde and the T-Bird. Absolutely.
The quintessential T-Bird, That's
was a 56 with Joanne Summers.
Why do I think 77 Sunset Strip? I think he used to roll up in one of them, I think.
Might have.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Let's roll up on the phones and not talk to anybody because they hung up. So, call back. There's been a number of... I think you're right, Joe. 77 Sunset Strip was a T-Bird.
Yep.
Let's try this again. We'll
push
say,
the button.
Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, Hot Rod, what's happening?
Excellent. Who are we speaking with, Steve?
It's Stan. This is Stan the Man from Lindenhurst. How you doing?
Hey, Stan, what's happening?
Nothing. I got a T-Bird in the building. I see you guys, you really... keep them original, I got this one I'm chopping up. It's chopped up already, but, I put like a big block 454 in it with a ton of RAM and dual quads and a straight axle and
nice
55 Chevy fender well headers and, some slicks and some slots on it,
Same pictures. That works.
What year is it, Stan?
It looks a little rat roddy. Well, it looks a lot rat roddy right now, but.
What year is it, Stan?
56.
Oh, nice. You know what? If you could send some pictures to Motormouth Radio at ncc.edu, we'll post them up. We'd love to see that because that's right. Joe and I, that's our kind of deal. These guys are going to kill us, but we love it.
I know. I see the guys, and they're all original,
Yeah. Well, we feel there's a place for everything in a hobby. For modified, for race cars, for everything. And let's face it, all the race cars from today were built on factory platforms anyway, so... What was your impetus for doing that? Was the car, because sometimes a car is just too far gone to restore, so now you have free reign to do whatever you want with it. And some guys take pristine cars and just say, I'm cutting it up. Ask Vic,
Yeah.
What was your deal? What was your...
Just the vision, I do a couple of cars a year, probably 2-3 cars a year. I'm doing that now. I'm doing a 59 Chevy Apache pickup also now.
Nice.
Putting that up, with one-ton axles and a big block, and, that's going to be a little crazy, too,
Do you do these for yourself or for customers in the shop?
All for myself,
Okay. Nice. Want to do a couple cars a year. That's great.
Between my other life of a contractor, Okay.
Excellent. It's great you got the time and the space to do that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. It's fun. But the T-Bird, these guys, I'll see them down there.
Yeah. Well, keep us up on X. We like to know about that project.
Yeah, for sure.
Good stuff, man.
Thanks, Dan.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right. So long.
Yeah, there's definitely some hot-rodded T-Birds out there. I think there's one off in the corner.
I think I saw it a couple years ago.
I haven't seen it for a while. But then again, we were looking for harmonic balances. Now, all of a sudden, there's a pile of them on the... you never know in that place. It's just got... It's got multi... It's like... your socks in the dryer, like stuff disappears,
right?
And then it comes back later.
You never know what you're going to find behind some boxes at that place.
boxes, snow blows.
Stan was talking about a 59 Apache. It brought back memories. I worked for Con Edison, and we had Apaches, And when the new guys came, they always wanted to drive.
Right.
You know, it was a thrill for them to drive. So I'm working with this new guy, and he asked if he could drive. I said, yeah, sure. So we got to the truck, and he opens the door, and he goes, what's that? I says, it's a clutch. He says, I never drove stick before. I says, well, you're going to learn today.
Yeah.
Today you are a man.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
And those things, the first gear wound out in like
2 seconds.
2 seconds. It was nothing because we used to tow the tool carts.
Start and second.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that's true. That's
brought back some memories. Thanks, Stan.
Yeah. You know, now that I'm thinking about this, Stan's call is reverberating in my head. T-Bird Gasser has been, it's coming back to me. Like, I've been either around one or talking to someone about,
it's
right?
It's definitely ringing a very vague bell.
Like, somebody
was around.
Had one and was going to, I don't remember now what I'll remember, like, tomorrow night, I wake up and say, oh! And my wife was like, what are you talking
about? Usually how it happens.
Yeah, right?
We see modified versions of everyone. But nothing really extreme where they're putting a blower under the hood or, you know.
Well, you guys know. You wouldn't.
What? Hood. Sticking right out
right.
of
the hood.
With the
sorry. I lost my head, Joe. I won't let it happen again.
Or maybe it was somebody who was in here as a guest that had one many, many years ago. I'm thinking that's what happened. There was somebody in here who had one. Many, many years ago, and it was a modified car, and I think it rolled down a hill. Now it's even worse because I'm remembering something from probably 9 years ago. And that's about all I can remember was that little bit. Oh, geez, it's going to drive me crazy. Anyway.
Oh, of course it will, but that's all right. Because, you know what? There's just so much rattling around in our heads.
Oh, geez. You ever take a bunch of nuts or bolts and put them in a coffee can, close it, and do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, that's what Joe's talking about. That's what our heads sound like if we... We can do the whole song just
there's
there.
A lot of nuts in there.
Yeah, they sure are.
Yeah, every once in a while we bolt to the truth. But.
Wait till you get to our age.
Yeah, well, you know...
We ain't that far off, guys.
We ain't spring chickens. Yes, you are ahead of us, but you know what? I think we're all in. We all kind of. Please, let's not go there.
Seriously.
Hey, you know, but here's something. I might as well do this now. Since there's a show on this station called Boomer Buzz. This is a new one.
Boomer Buzz.
Fridays at 3:30.
Sounds like when I have to fix my hearing aid.
And I want to check this out because it focuses on the issues and interests of the 60 plus crowd, which is all of us in this room. Listen as experts keep you informed about health issues, financial options, and lifestyle choices, both for senior citizens and their families. Hosted by Dr. Lamar Stanford and Patricia Stanford, corporate wellness consultant. I may check that out. Boomer Buzz on WHBC.
Those are call-ins, too?
It doesn't say, but it very well may be. It very well could be that, you know, we have the ability to do that here. So, but I know some hosts on the shows, especially some of the younger people, they don't ever take calls. And I don't know if they're not familiar with it, they're not comfortable with doing it, or they just don't know how to do it. I don't know. But I would hope that a show like that would. Oh, I'll keep them busy. Hey, what do you mean? Yeah. But so anyway, with that in mind, you can call us at 516-572-7440 and get in.
There's a lot of T-Bird stuff. There's a lot of T-Bird knowledge right here.
Oh, yeah.
So bring it on. You know?
Speaking of that, what's some T-Bird lore or weird facts about any of the cars that you guys might know about? Because, you know, when you deal with certain cars, you learn things. Elliot's giving me that look like, what the hell are you talking about? There's just strange things that happen, like when the phone goes off. But we'll push this and we'll go to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths. Caller?
Yo.
You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, how's it going? This is Steve from West Hempstead.
Hey, Steve.
How are you, Joe and Ray? And hello to your guest. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you. Steve, the only thing I remember about you is you want a 34 Ford.
Oh, my God. You remember that?
Back
Holy
from Christmas.
Wow, what a memory.
Well, you know,
we
used your clip on a Mother's Day show, and every time I hear it, I say, yeah, that guy is cool. I wonder if he ever got the 34. So I'm glad you called.
And I appreciate you using me on your clip. Now, and I have a couple, I have a question for your guest. I'm basically into Chevys. Now, didn't Ford, with the introduction of the T-Bird, come out with a push-button transmission for those T-Birds?
No, it was Edsel.
Yeah, no transmission, no push-button transmission.
No push-button for T-Birds, but Ford, I think, in when did Edsel come?
58. It was on the ring, on the horn ring.
On the horn ring, yeah.
What could possibly go wrong?
Right, right.
The only thing that was exceptional on the 57 Thunderbird is they did have what they call the dial-o-matic seat.
Oh.
And you would get in, and the seat would go all the way back and all the way down. You'd adjust it to where you wanted and push it in. When you got out, it would go all the way back and all the way down. When you got in, it would adjust to where you wanted it.
An early memory seat.
Permanent memory seat,
yeah, that was in 57.
Sounded like a coffee grinding thing to me.
Yeah, it looked like a big dial on the side of the side of the driver's side seat, yes.
Okay. Looked like
that's about the only thing.
Okay. All right. Thanks for answering my question. Appreciate it, guys.
Steve,
great show.
Anything up on the automotive world with you? Have you been involved in any projects, or is anything happening, or what? Are you still, like us, just thinking about it?
I'm still thinking about it, so trying to get the logistics here and, you know, see where we go from there.
Well,
so.
I know, and logistics usually means funds. We're in the same problem. We got the Italian fund, Mafunzolo problem. Yeah, we got that. But, you know,
Lack of funds,
yeah. But, you know, through the year, Steve, let me just throw it out to you. If you get an idea about something you want to build and you're just thinking of a direction, give us a call and we'll just draw it out on a Sunday. We'll kind of like, that's what we do. So
yeah, talk to us. We'll listen.
Always feel free to reach out. We'd love to talk to you about that stuff.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, appreciate that offer, guys.
No problem, Steve. All righty.
Have a great afternoon. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Steve. So long. Excellent. Yes.
They also had the swing-away steering wheel, too, in like
the 60s.
In the T-Birds.
The thing would just go flying over to one side.
Was it the steering wheel would go to the right and the seat would turn to the left?
Was a swing-away or tilt-away? I forget what the actual term was.
Well, the seat actually twisted, turned,
but the column,
the steering wheel shifted. Yeah,
let's see if the caller knows. We'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hey, it's Dr. Jeffrey. How you guys doing,
Dr. Jeff? What's happening, brother?
I think Dr. Jeff will know the answer to that. No,
I'm not a
Ford fan, so I don't know nothing about Ford.
Oh well,
I do have a Ford question for you, though.
Oh, okay,
okay.
Where did the name Thunderbird come from?
That was there was a contest when they came out with the first prototype, and they had all different kinds of names, and I don't remember all the different names.
Was that what they were drinking? Maybe,
yeah, maybe. No, the guy that came up, his reward was a suit with two pairs of pants.
No kidding.
That was it, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, but they couldn't get him off the floor, though. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm glad they weren't drinking Night Train or Mad Dog 2020.
You know, Jeff, I have imparted on all of those, just because I had to try it one time, and I did. And I actually, I like Night Train, just in case you cared, I like Night Train best for the logo, that big train coming at you, the Art Deco train. But I actually like Thunderbird the best for taste. But I drink Manischewitz. I love my Manischewitz Concord grape.
Yeah.
You know? Man on Manischewitz.
Yeah. Man on Manischewitz.
Hardcore grape juice. I love it.
Yeah. So what's that? What else is happening, Jeff? Anything cool? Anything good?
I just did an expansion valve in the Kia, the 2001 Kia we got. The receiver dryer decided to blow its bag, and the little desiccant balls got into the expansion valve. That was a lot of fun.
Yipes. Yeah. Just in time for the hot weather, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. AC issues.
It's blowing 36 degree air now, so the wife is happy.
Sweet.
Excellent.
That is very good. Yeah.
Beats the living heck out of sweating your brains out. I mean, at the shops, there's a lot of AC questions going on, you know what I mean? Because it's funny how people, it's like wiper blades. People wait till it rains to do something with their wipers.
Yeah.
All right? And they wait until the hottest day of the year till they decide to get their AC checked.
Sure.
So it's a thing. It's like a, it's a group think or group not think.
Right.
We just put a heavy duty clutch fan in my T-Bird.
Uh-huh. Right.
And the AC is really working.
Nice. It's like anything else in life. You ignore it until it becomes a major problem.
Yep.
That's it.
It's a study in human nature.
Maybe it'll go away.
Right.
Or
never does.
It'll heal itself.
Mm, exactly. Put your hand on the hood.
Right.
Yeah, get it. Amen.
Yeah,
I don't know if that always works, but hey. Let's face it. You dodged that bullet. Did you actually get it working yesterday?
Jeff, did you get that? Did you get that thing working yesterday or no?
We scared him.
No, I just finished it about 20 minutes ago.
Oh, just now? Okay.
Oh, you were inspired by yesterday, no doubt.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I went through like three shirts yesterday.
Yeah.
At the show. I just kept them in the van. I just kept hanging them up and let them dry out in front of the AC vent.
I found an easier thing to do. I wasn't at the shop. I power washed my deck and driveway.
Oh, geez.
And then just hit the pool. So I was like, and then my wife was asking me in April, when are you going to power wash? I said,
you're my hero.
Not when it's cold. I said, because you're going to get wet. I'm like, I don't want to do this when it's cold. I don't want to wait for like a hot day in the summer. I said, I know everything is set up and you got to move everything, but you know what? Those are the days you don't mind doing that stuff.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
It's good to hear that you got your AC
back, sir. All
right.
Take it easy. Great show, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Good to talk to you.
All right. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, Al has asked us to ask you guys about if there were any problems with the new reboot of the 2003 plus T-Birds. I don't know if we covered that already, but I don't know. That was the question of the air. So on the break, we can talk about it. And we will be back with more Motor Mouth Radio with Elliot and Dennis, Ray and Joe, Motor Mouth Radio, 90.3 WHPC. Keep it where you got it.
You are listening to Motormouths, Ray Guarino and Joe D, a.k.a. the Vultures of Automotive Culture, coming your way every Sunday, right here on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. These guys know their stuff. You got a problem with your car? Call in and the Motormouths will help you with the solution in a very informative and sometimes comical way. Every Sunday from 12 noon to 1 p.m., you can also check them out at MotormouthRadio.com. Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. Right here. Here on the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
All hit music.
For all those songs radio has forgotten about, join me, Big Ed, Mondays from 10 a.m. till noon for the Good Gold Show. We'll bring back all the great hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, and more. The sounds of doo-wop to disco, all the Motown, soul, and great rock and roll. We'll even take your requests and dedications to the Good Gold Show.
Music.
On the Voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC, and streaming on the iHeartRadio app.
Yeah, we're streaming and dreaming and all sorts of cool things. We're doing. You got to see this place.
At least we're not screaming.
You got to see this place in the interim. But we are back with more Motormouth Radio. Ray Guarino, Joe D. We have Dennis and Elliot from the T-Bird Club's in. And guys, we were talking about Al's question about any problems with the reboot birds from 03 and up. Did that get resolved? I was doing.
I think it was 02.
02 was okay. The problem. Yeah.
Okay.
The coil packs?
The coil packs.
The coil
arm plugs there. They made a lot of electrical noise. They did all kinds of goofy stuff. Dr. Jeffrey, if you're still listening, I'm sure you remember a couple of those calls. You know, we used to handle technical calls on the Standard Plus tech line there. But yeah, that was a biggie for them, for quite a few Fords actually, but the T-Bird seemed to be particularly hit hard with that in many cases.
So you think it was like a supplier problem in that case, or?
Yeah, sometimes it's just a design issue too. It's like they could have added extra circuitry. Sometimes they would just try to start making them sober. It all depends.
I think they were in bad spots too. I think it was labor intense.
Very, yes.
Yeah, well, that was a tough motor to work on. There's a lot of stuff covering the actual engineering. Yeah.
Right.
But that car, like that one I was talking about, the power windows. Actually have two computers. The front electronics module talks to the rear electronics module.
Oh,
you hit the switch, and it's like it's an act of Congress to roll the windows down or operate the locks. So once that stuff starts hitting, you better have somebody qualified to be able to look at it. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
But you were having a question about your stereo, sir.
Yeah, I just want to throw this out to the audience. In my T-Bird since 02, I installed a Pioneer 12 CDs box. It's a CDX FM 1277. It is, after all these years, it's finally starting to die. Okay.
Now, what is it doing? How is it dying? What's the problem?
The music plays, then it stops playing. And what I do is I take the cassette out, and I clean inside. I guess there's an eye that, or a laser that...
Laser, yeah.
And it,
how do you clean it? Let me ask that.
Well, two things. I bought a disc that cleans it.
Okay, good.
And what I do is I put a rag inside with a little something on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? It starts to play again.
Lasers can be knocked out of alignment, too.
Mm-hmm. So now nobody that I can find. I went to Hemmings. I asked around. I guess because of the age of the box, nobody really knows how to... If it's fixable,
mm-hmm.
except I bought a refurbished one on eBay,
okay,
and it was a piece of junk, and they just told me that they'll refund my money and just throw the box away.
Well, it could be used for parts, though. You know, if you can find a I'll be in touch. There's a local guy that I have to see to bring my amplifier from my home because he does stereo repair.
Right.
I don't know if he does car audio or not, but I will. It's on my radar to go see him soon, and I'll ask him about
that. Definitely worth the look. Yeah.
Something has to be reading the CD,
mm-hmm.
and then it just stops reading.
Right.
And then when you pull out the cassette to clean, whatever, then it starts reading it again.
You know, just
the
like
cassette or the disc you're talking now.
Huh?
The disc you mean?
The disc sits in. He's talking about there's a cassette that the disc fits in that you load in.
Oh, because it's a changer. Yeah. Right. Okay. Right.
So let me throw this out to you. It's like everything we always talk about with any other electrical problem, connectivity issues and corrosion and things. Just maybe just take the plugs apart, use some cleaner, and plug it in. Plug it in. Work them a little bit. See if that helps. Make sure the ground for that thing is in good shape.
Oh, yes. Grounds.
I mean, this is what this is like kind of what we talk about all the time.
Yes.
So,
what part of a big...
it can make a big, big difference. And you know what? It's easy enough to do and check, and you may just get lucky. But the thing could have just worn out. It could just be where its lifetime was...
Because I played all the time. As a matter of fact, for the first time in about 10 years, because I have a power antenna. I put the antenna up. I'm actually listening to radio.
Wow.
Because
those radios weren't very powerful.
Right.
Yeah, so you're only getting local stations and you're barely getting those, you know. So.
Well, look through the menu on... This is an aftermarket radio.
It's the Quadrasonic.
Oh, okay. So you tied the... How'd you tie the Pioneer CD box into the factory
radio? To the trunk. And it's wired through the car, and it actually runs off a remote. It comes with a remote too.
Yeah, well, that's how you have to do it. But I mean, usually that triggers off of the radio in the dash.
Yes, what they do is they
use an unknown frequency. Right. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
It could be that the thing is just worn. Yeah. But,
so it's a Ford radio with an aftermarket changer.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Hmm. So strike two.
Yes, right. But you know what it is? When you look at Crutchfield and you're trying to find something else to replace that, because I like my CDs, and there's really nothing out there, unless you...
CDs?
Well, I still
play CDs.
These
kids today don't even know how to spell CD.
I know.
Ridiculous. I know, right?
Well, let's see. Someone may know how to spell CD. Let's go to the phones and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, I'm helping Lenny. His name is Lenny. He's my son, and he wants to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay.
Hi, Lenny.
What did you want to ask? Do you guys do remotes?
Remote broadcasts?
Yes.
Occasionally, yes.
We do, yes. We've done a couple already, and we're scheduled to do a few more. Yeah. What's cool. What brings that up?
He wants to know, when is your next one? He'd love to attend one of your remotes, he said.
Okay, we are scheduled for the Tobey Beach show coming up in September. I'm not sure the date. And we're going to do another one up in Whitestone, which I have to make sure that it's not the same date. Otherwise, mm-hmm. we can't do Tobey. So, yeah, as far as I would say right now, Tobey Beach, I think it's like September 20th, is a Friday. It would be like the 22nd.
Look for us sometime in September.
Follow the website, motormouthradio.com.
We'll be telling about it. We want to make sure at least three people show up this time.
Okay. Well, he'll be there if you guys let us know. He'll be there, right, Lenny?
Not a problem.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. What else did you want to say to them?
I love your show.
He loves your show.
Oh, thank you
so much.
And we love having listeners like you, Len. Thank you very much.
He listens all the time. What, Lenny?
I know.
Yeah, he said one of you guys know Eleanor Champy.
Hmm. Okay, it's not me. Either you guys.
She does the hockey talk on Sports Talk.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of people here at the station. Yeah. We've probably run into her a few times. Yes.
Yeah. Walking. Yeah. Yeah, they. Oh, was she the one that walked? She walked past the
stick. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, very good.
We probably met her. Yep.
Tell him thank you.
Thank you.
He said thank you for taking his call.
You're welcome. Thanks very much for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. So long. All right. You know what? We're going to roll this right back in real quick. We're going to double team and say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths, Radiation Man.
Hey, how's it going? This is Steve from West Simpson again. How are you?
Oh, Steve. I thought we had Christian there. Yes. What's going on, Steve?
Okay. There's a place called TNT Electronics. It's on Merrick Road in Baldwin between Milburn and, I think, Grand Avenue.
Okay.
I think their phone number is 223-7358, 516 area code. Call them up, and I think they might be able to solve the problem with the CD player, okay?
Really? Give me the cross streets again.
It's between Milburn and... that's right by the shop. That's right by the shop. Yeah.
It's on Merrick Road in Baldwin. I think it's between Milburn and what's that other street? Grand Avenue as you're going west?
Milburn becomes Grand, actually. Well, there's a fork in the road. But, yeah. On Merrick Road, it's Milburn. No, I'm sorry. Milburn Grand would be right before. Yes, right.
Isn't there a pond over there or something?
Yeah, yes. Milburn. Yeah, Lost Pond. Is that, so that'd be on the north side of the street?
Yeah, I believe it's on the north side of the street. I think it has, does it have a blue awning, I believe?
TNT Electronics. You know, Elliot, that's where the shop is.
I think he said TNT. Repeat the name again.
T as in Tom, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom. TNT right. Electronics. Oh. Yeah, call him up. I think he does car stereos, but he's very reasonable. Okay. But you can call him and find out, okay?
You got the number?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay,
yeah.
thank you very much, Steve.
Thanks, appreciate
it. Okay. Take care, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. See? Networking.
Yeah.
There you go. Right there. Perfect example.
I'm up
example.
And down there all the time, so I'll keep my eye out and see if I can get an eyeball on the place for you. And
you know what it is? It's the knowledge of the box. In other words, somebody has to know how it works.
The idiosyncrasies of it.
Yeah. And, you know, you need schematics, you need prints, you need all that cool stuff. You need to...
Well,
you could
go online, and for nothing, you can download the manuals, like 61 pages.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I don't...
Of course, $85 for ink.
Well, you don't need the French and the Puerto Rican, the Spanish parts. You don't need if you can't read Spanish or French.
Just download it as a PDF, and that's what I do with a lot of stuff. I download it as a PDF, and I just print it out as certain pages. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. No, I do the same thing. That's good to know. It's great that Steve came up with that because that's fairly local, and it's a great way to
answer. Can I just a flash for our show before
we... Yeah, do it. Absolutely.
Okay. For all you guys out there, our Thunderbird Ford show is Sunday, July 7th, that's a week from today, at the Key Food Shopping Center in Kings Park. If you GPS in it, that's 58 Indian Head Road. Last year we had almost 170 cars paid. We have many classes, over 30 classes. We just added 4 more classes for the Mustang people. We have 2 best in shows, plus the plaque, plus the jacket. DJ, 50-50, our average 50-50 for the last 13 years has been well over $400.
Nice. Okay.
Our charity is Building Homes for Heroes. It's a great, great organization. And our after our expenses, all our net proceeds go to the charity.
Very good.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yes, people, if you're into, even if you're not, you don't have to be a Ford guy. You just have to seeing cool cars.
There's some pretty cars there.
Yeah, absolutely. Go head down there and bake in the sun with these guys. Elliot, are you still writing out winners' names on those index cards?
No, Dennis does it now.
No, Dennis.
Oh, good idea.
Actually, we're meeting Tuesday to do our pre-registered plaques.
Okay.
So all I do is talk and he writes.
Good idea.
And I'd like to plug our show at the Knights of Columbus for St. Joseph the Worker Parish, and it'll be October 5th, and it's 510 Narragansett Avenue in East Patchogue. This will be our first annual show, so we're trying to work the bugs out.
Excellent. You see, Joe, it must be in the cards. It's St. Joseph the Worker.
Yeah, that's true. The St. Joseph the Lazy Slob is already taken by me.
Right.
So.
All right. What's that, Elliot? One last thing?
No, we're good.
Okay. With that, we're going to be out of here. Ray and Joe, Motormouth Radio, for Dennis and Elliot. We thank you guys for coming in. We look
thank
forward
you.
To
Here comes
next
Thunder
year
Road.
Peace.
Here comes Kim with Thunder Road. Keep it where you got it.
WHPC.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.